I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome back to your extra dose of MotoGP during your week. This is the OMG MotoGP Extra podcast, your quick hit of all the latest MotoGP news and usually a look ahead to a weekend's action of racing, but it's a weekend off for MotoGP, but there is still lots to be discussed with myself, Harry Benjamin, and as always, the former Grand Prix rider and British champion, Keith Hewin, is right alongside me. And on our main podcast this week, we were remembering Mike Trimby with Steve Parrish, of course, so do make sure you have a little listen back to that when you can. But we were joined by Steve Parrish to look back as well at the racing action and MotoGP as a whole in 2023. And the big thing as we were recording on Monday, Keith, was obviously the Misano test that was happening, which was a big day, especially for Marc Marquez and Honda and Fabio Quartararo and Yamaha.
Yeah, I would think with a mindful of sadness at the time, it's I've just been looking, poring over some paperwork that came through last week. And I mean, one of them is that the last meeting that Mike Trimby chaired between Erta, the FIM, and the manufacturers, and part of it was that they're allowed three wild cards instead of two wild cards at the Grand Prix now. But he chaired a meeting in the afternoon of the Friday that he died on. I mean, that just goes to show you, if you're going to die with your boots on. And Mike Trimby always wanted to do that. So kind of I get some solace in the fact that he was at it right to the very end. And while we're on the subject of mortality, I suppose, Paul Bird Motorsport, PBM, will continue in the hands of his son and daughter, Jordan and Frank. Frank Jr., you know, Harry, because he's a GT racer and quite some car racer in his own life, as was Paul back in the day in rally cars. So Jordan and Frank Jr. are going to continue the legacy of Paul Bird. Paul Bird Racing will continue in 2024. So two of our main men, Birdie and Mike Trimby, their legacy carries on, which is a good thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there was some fact, you shared some brilliant stories about Mike Trimby in our episode this week. And a lot of comments actually came in saying, I had no idea Mike Trimby did all this and was so implemental in safety. You know, there's lots of articles and tributes that have come out in the week saying, you know, he was the man that made MotoGP what it is today.
Yeah, well, that is one side of it. But the other side of it that nobody knows about, really, that's very, very hidden, is the financial structures and all the bits and pieces that go on behind the scenes. I mean, you can imagine something of this enormity that takes that amount of management. All of the little deals that are done behind the scenes and the bank accounts and the you know, God knows where on the Cayman Islands, the Isle of Man, and God knows where else all these things are funded through and the like. There's all that stuff that Mike used to manage as well. You know, the money that would go to the likes of Jake Dixon to keep him going back in the day when Jeremy McWilliams needed funding from a pot that kind of Erta held on to on behalf of Dorna. There's all that stuff that somebody somewhere knows where the key to the safe is, but Let's hope Mike didn't hide it too well.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so do have a little watch or a listen back of that as well. It's well worth listening. I know we're biased, but it's a fascinating one. As well as Keith's BBC Bikes podcast with Mike Trimby, sit down one-to-one interview. It's fascinating. The link for that is in the YouTube video description as well. So have a little click on that and it should take you to where you're able to listen to that too.
Back to the test.
Yes. So
Monday's test.
Very big day.
It's a very big day. Obviously, you know, Mike passed away on the Friday. Monday after the Grand Prix, we have the test. I have to say that Luca Marini was quickest in the end. He was, what, just 0.2 off the fastest lap, which was a new outright circuit record set by Jorge Martin the previous week. So, you know, some of them were going quite quick. And the top guys were within a second. 15 riders were within a second of each other. Over the test. But of course, the standout is Marc Marquez and Yamaha. We, you know, Honda for Marc Marquez, Quartararo for Yamaha, not getting what they want by the look of it. And the effect of that is that Marc still, he's been, you know, he's lit a fire under everybody at the moment. I mean, he's quoting that, you know, he hasn't made his mind up. It looks like he's got three plans now. We thought he'd got two. So Grassini and Honda must be one of them. The other one, yeah, only he must know what that is. Maybe it's retirement. Who knows? The point being is that Honda isn't. It's different, but it's still not got the grip that he wanted at the rear end. It's still not where he wants it to be. So I moved to Grassini, which had a lot of pace at the beginning of last week's race week, but sort of it fizzled out towards the end of the week. We were expecting some kind of announcement perhaps during the course of the week. It fizzled out a little bit. Maybe that's back on again now. And the problem with that is that, you know, Honda have all got the, you know, got a right old dilemma on their hands. And Zarco's in LCR with Lucio Cecinello Racing. Well, maybe Zarco will move to Repsol. That leaves a gap at LCR. Does that mean your mate Ike Lecuona will be coming back from World Superbikes back to MotoGP? I have to say, if there is karma and there is a MotoGP god, that is probably a deserved move for Ike, because he got dumped out of MotoGP a little bit early, really, for someone that was just getting his feet under the table there. So maybe there is a little bit of karma here somewhere. If Marc moves to Grassini, something's going to happen. So. You know, the Marc Marquez thing, I said earlier on in our run of new podcasts for the new OMG series, has Marc lost his magic a little bit? And seeing him with his new girlfriend, you know, Gemma Pinto at the Madrid Fashion Week and so on and so forth, it's almost like the 30-year-old man has moved on. He's matured into this, you know, almost a normal fellow at the moment, you know, girlfriend, attending Fashion Week, you know. I know everyone's entitled to do that, but you wouldn't have seen that. He'd have been out blasting around a motocross track or doing this or doing that, you know, racing with his friends on off-road or something similar. I'm sure he's still doing that. But it just seems to me like he's taken a more mature dimension now with Marc Marquez. So has he lost his magic? You know, even if he does move across, will he be as great as he was? Or is it a... is it a Freddie Spencer situation where we saw an absolute, the first of the aliens, in my view? Freddie Spencer dropped off the edge of the performance cliff really, really quickly. Had a couple of crashes that sort of wounded him quite badly. And that was him pretty much done for career-wise. And he went from being stunningly unequaled, like Marc Marquez was, to pretty much nowhere, apart from race direction now, of course, where he just gets slammed by everybody. I still wonder, there's a question mark for me over 30-year-old Marc Marquez, you know, has he reached that zenith? But is that it?
So do you think he obviously has some outside interests that are growing particularly. And so do you think that because he's got these almost distractions, that's an indicator that maybe he is thinking about it, or maybe plan C is retirement? Because when you said that, the immediate thing that springs to my head, of course, is Formula One. And I look at somebody like Lewis Hamilton, and that argument has been put to him time and time again, because he has this massive off-track persona. He's massively into fashion and music and DJing. He's often out with pop stars and celebs out in LA. And everyone thinks, or at the time, this was a few years ago now, this is a massive distraction. There was a time when he was first starting out and he was seeing the pop singer Nicole Scherzinger, and then they broke up and there was this big, you know, classic tabloid debate. But despite all of that, he's still gone on to huge success. He's just signed on for another 2 years at Mercedes. Yeah, he's not winning at the moment, but he's not plumb last. So that's where I go, well, maybe it's not quite
Your DNA is your DNA at the end of the day. And Lewis Hamilton, yeah, that Scherzinger thing, I interviewed him at the Festival of Speed. We had him on live on Sky Television at the time, I remember. And he came into our little studio by the side of the track in the worst mood possible. He was texting all the time and he was frowning face. And then he kept looking at me and he said, how many seconds? You know, he was counting the seconds to when we came on air. No, this is going to be the most tense bloody interview I've done for a week. But of course, as soon as the cameras came on, he was all smiles and click and off he went. And he was the brilliant Lewis Hamilton that we know he is. He seems to encompass that whole, this is where Lewis is so, so incredibly clever. And he encompasses all of that fashion, music, that genre, the whole thing. He is an iconic worldwide superstar. Marc Marquez is nowhere near at that point. But I don't know. Maybe Mark will mature into that style. Maybe that is the way that maybe the Lewis Hamilton, memo is arrived at Mark Marquez's camp. And maybe that's his way of now dealing with all the stress and strain of the Honda not working right, the injuries he's got, the next world championship. Maybe that's the case, Harry. And it's going to be a very, very interesting 2024 to see where and how Mark Marquez ends up. We can speculate as long as we like. He knows what he's doing. The paddock will be a poorer place. The racetrack will be a poorer place without Marc Marquez on it. That's a fact.
Absolutely. Well, Marc Marquez, as we said, is a bit of a cork in the bottle, really, in terms of rider moves, not just within MotoGP, but as you say, within World Superbikes as well. But the other important day it was for testing was Fabio Quartararo and Yamaha. He got all the new bits. Morbidelli didn't really get anything because he's leaving the team, so no shock there. What did we learn from that situation?
Well, not a lot. And I mean, I didn't expect to learn a lot. I mean, I think the thing is, expecting a one-day test to cure all, if everyone could do that, we'd be, 300-mile-an-hour laps or something by now. But it's...
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a T-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Kind of, it's what's an indication of the direction is what counts, is to try and get everybody back on track and focused down the new way. Now, there was an interesting quote, again, from Marc Marquez that came. He had a new guy, new tech that was from Japan that was there, and they never introduced him to him. You go, what? I would want to know every bugger that was in my garage. I would want to know them personally. I would want to know what their role was, what they were doing, particularly when we are where we are. Maybe they're being protective over whatever they're doing as well, because they don't want him to take something with them. Who knows? With him to maybe another manufacturer. Yeah, it's very, very tense at the moment. But a one-day test doesn't cure the kind of problems that Yamaha and Honda have got. What it does is it sets them in a direction and hopefully gets the riders back on track, and the riders go, do you know what? That felt a little bit better. I think we're heading in the right direction. We're feeling like we're going in the right direction. But I didn't get the impression from either rider, from what was said afterwards, that they were overly happy with the way that either Yamaha or Honda had gone. So it's a case of watch this space. I mean, Quartararo's locked in. He's stuck where he is. He's just going to have to work hard. Whereas Marc Marquez has options.
Absolutely. Three options at the very least.
At least. That's what he tells us.
Maybe
the fourth one's get married and buy an island somewhere.
I wish that was an option for me. one of the interesting quotes that has come out over the last week that I found really interesting at least. And this is Jorge Martin. Obviously off the back of a great weekend, pendulum swung his way a little bit thanks to the injury sustained by Pecco Bagnaia, but Bagnaia is still very much in that race, but Martin had the advantage. He said, I don't have responsibility to win the title. I'm not a factory rider. Now, to me, that's a bit like, hello, Ducati. You made a mistake with old Bastianini last year, didn't you? Because look at me now.
I think that, you know, he's growing in stature. And I think he's making sure that everyone knows that he ain't going to stand for any kind of under recognition from now on in. And I don't blame him. You know, it's just, everyone's jockeying for position. It's a hard week coming off of Catalunya to Misano, the death of Mike Trimby, and all the other things that go on at this time of the year. We've got the Indian round coming up. You know, it's not the Indian round, is it? It's the Bharat Grand Prix. There's some contention at the moment in India over being called the old colonial name for that region as India. India was a colonial British way of naming the region, whereas Bharat is a traditional way of recognising the country. And I think their government and the like are moving towards that. So it's the Bharat Grand Prix, not the Indian Grand Prix. The Indian Grand Prix is in little letters above it. I noted from all of the bits and pieces. And this Grand Prix is a real bone of contention for the riders and the teams, because they're basically, all of them are in absolute panic mode over what they're going to get, what they're going to eat, how the thing's going to go, whether the track is even going to be homologated. They're homologating the track when they get there. I've never heard in my life anything like that. So everything will be there. If it doesn't pass the homologation test, we don't have a Grand Prix. And at the moment, from all the things I've seen, there's a bloody great big jump, like a motocross track at the end of the straight where the cars are leaving the ground. So God knows what 300 horsepower motorbike is going to be like. It's going to land on the moon. So at the moment, the Bharat Grand Prix has not got homologation. It might not happen. Everyone's going to get sick from, you know, Delhi belly. Pardon me if that's no longer politically correct to call it that, but there you go. You know, everybody's worried about getting sick and they might even not race. You know, personal chefs have been shifted out there and God knows what to try and keep everybody away from the local food. Yeah, my experience of wherever you go in Asia generally, Southeast Asia, whatever it might be, you know, you do stand a chance. I mean, I've been going there for 40 odd years and, you know, just about every year you get it. That's what, it's just par for the course. And once one dose has gone through you, you know, you're pretty much immune for a little while after that. So you take it as it comes, but you certainly wouldn't want it prior to racing a motorbike. I can tell you that, because that's enough to give you the shits without actually eating something bad as well.
I'm gutted because you'll dive into all things India next week, but I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to be missing the podcast because I'm on the other side of the world in Japan for something called Formula One. Don't know what that is. So I'm going to miss all of your expert insights just like that, which is a shame. But you'll have Amy Reynolds here, who many of you will know from the telly. So she'll also be here.
I saw Amy. Amy's been doing some homework because I saw her on the Frine's WhatsApp press line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Amy's been there trying to work out this year's nightmare MotoGP bloody online effort. It's been pathetic. It's been so difficult to get the stuff offline. They changed their website again this year for some reason or another, and no one could get anything off of it. So, and Amy's obviously just clocked on for the first time because of this podcast, I would think, and suddenly she's finding it really hard to get the stuff off, which I found quite amusing. Just a quickie, if I might. David Alonso and Joel Esteban have done a deal with Aspar Gas again for next year. So the man that's winning everything at the moment, the 17-year-old rookie this year, just three races on the bounce, winning. He's re-signed, so they're back in again for 2024. And Joel Esteban, the Barcelonian 18-year-old, stays with him as well. So that has just been announced, I think, today. We're recording on the Thursday, so anything else that I've picked up on this
week?
Well,
I suppose KTM, Rebel KTM in Moto2 confirmed Dennis Onshu and Vietti to be part of their team next year, which, of course, you know, where Acosta is going to be in MotoGP. We just don't know where yet.
No, I mean, I think that's... I think at the minute, you can imagine the massive scrabble there is at the moment. The International Road Racing Teams Association, the IRTA, now, which Mike Trimby was CEO of. Well, you were fed up with hearing about Mike, but then again, he got his hands on so many critical parts of MotoGP. you just wonder who on earth is going to be able to do the three jobs that Mike used to do. And there is going to be a scramble. There is going to be a bit of a political maneuver. The FIM, sadly, who Mike, I think I can say it, Mike bloody hated them because they were like jobs for the boys and all the suits and all the rest of it. The FIM are license stampers. But they're all trying to make a bit of a comeback under Jorge Viejas, the guy who heads them now. You know, you can always see, you always know which one's Jorge because he's always the one in picture. You know, he's always shaking the hands. He's kissing the children and cuddling the cats. So the FIM are making a bit of a move. Now, it'd be interesting to see politically where that goes. There isn't anybody in IRTA, with respect to everybody in IRTA, that has the gravitas and the overall respect that Mike Trimby had. So there are going to be, you know, we talked about Hervé Poncherel, the guy who obviously owns Tech 3, the gas bloody KTM side of things now. Conflict of interest, you must say, he probably has. He's a figurehead as president of the International Race Teams Association, but Mike was CEO and basically ran it. Hervé will still be a top man, good guy to speak to. But I don't know quite yet who is going to be running all the nuts and bolts. I alluded to it a little earlier on. It's not just a case of all the things that go on from a rule, from a team, from a rider perspective. There's all the little back channels of things that we do not know about. Even being so friendly with Mike for so many years, never asked him how the money is managed, where it goes, where it comes from, who looks after it. You know, what is the big funding of all of these things? What are the proportions? All that is there somewhere. I mean, it's all accountable, and they will have. Yeah, I'm not saying there's anything clandestine going on here, but there are all those, should we say, not hidden, but not exactly publicly exposed items have all got to be worked through. Somebody's got to be in charge of them. It's going to be very interesting to see how this all shapes up in the end.
Lots of things to shake out before the end of the year, isn't that? A good thing we'll be here for all of it and to see where it all shakes out. Right, that just about brings us to the end. Coming up to 20 minutes, so that just about brings to an end our 15-minute extra hit. So we had some hate for that in the comments, being like, why do you call it 15 minutes? It's never 15 minutes. Well, it's a rough guideline, all right? Leave me alone.
Well, just think of it. If you went to a restaurant and you ordered three dishes and they brought you four.
Exactly.
And didn't charge you for it.
Yeah, you're welcome. On that note, we'll end it there then, shall we? Amy and Keith and the team will be back next week with a special guest as well. So do look out for that. As always, get your questions in, comments, queries through the OMG MotoGP socials, and the email address is omgmotogp@gmail.com.
And I will say that our guest next week is all Hollywood. We're going Jenny Timmouth. Jenny Timmouth, you will have heard of. Great British superbike rider, great 125 GP class rider in the UK as well. But also with a massive, massive phone book full of famous names and famous numbers who she worked with on the Mission Impossible franchise with Tom Cruise.
Oh, we've got to get Tom Cruise on then. That's the aim.
Tell you what, good on a motorbike, does most of his own stunts, but you hear all of that from Jenny Timmouth next Monday.
So make sure you tune in for that. Okay. That just about does it. And then, of course, it's build up to the Grand Prix that weekend in India. Leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. As always, really appreciate them on YouTube and Apple, Spotify, all that jazz. And we'll see you all next week. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.